Today's Lenten devotion is written by the Reverend Joshua Fisher, class of 2014. In my work as a pastor and chaplain at Allegheny County Jail, I have had the honor of holding holy space for others to confess their pain and mistakes. It rarely comes out in a formal confession, like the liturgies we use in worship. Rather, it comes with a hanging head or strained laughter, and sometimes through bitter tears. It is not uncommon to hear someone say at the jail that the bitterness that keeps them up at night is that they have committed the same sins as their ancestors. They promise themselves that they would not end up like them. Not them, not like their deadbeat dad or their drug-sick mom. They are looking into the mirror of life and are having the courage to confess and bring to the light what many bury in the dark of their denial. Sometimes I wish that we all had the courage to confess these deep wounds and failures. In these moments, I often think of the old monk adage attributed to Abba Moses, "Go to your cell, and your cell will teach you everything." The Apostle Paul encourages the Church of Corinth to be looking in their own mirrors. In this reminder, though, he is abundantly clear that it is not their faithfulness that will redeem them. It is God's faithfulness. It is God's faithfulness. Yes, this is redundant. It is God's faithfulness that will provide no matter what they face. How do they know? They look to the ancestors and they will see God's faithfulness. They look to the Christ who revealed God's love to both Jew and Gentile. In Lent, we focus on repenting of our sins and opening space to God's love. As you look in your own mirror this Lent, and if you see some things you do not like, remember, God is faithful. The love of God is greater than our failures. It was true yesterday, it is true today, and it will be true tomorrow. Let us pray. God of Moses who murdered, God of Jacob who lied, God of Rahab who prostituted, come into our hearts this day and deliver us from the judge and accuser. Remind us that there is nothing greater than your love or power to heal our wounds. And give us the grace to hold this for others, as we need it for ourselves. To the glory of God, and in the power of Christ we pray. Amen.